Let me read this familiar Christmas passage to us. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened that the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they'd seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. As I often do at this time of year, I like to read a few stories about nativity plays, how nativity plays have gone, and to try and find some funny stories. You know, the kind of time when the innkeeper says, "Yes, there's plenty of room, come on in," or "No, you should have booked ahead, it's always busy at Christmas," that kind of thing, or when a fight breaks out amongst all of the wise men, that sort of thing. But I have to say, I was going to talk on shepherds, and you know, shepherds just don't seem to have much of a starring role. I went to one website, Community Baby Care, not a website I go to very often, I have to say. But one lady, Leanne, on that website said, "I don't remember much about being in a nativity play myself, apart from the fact I was always a shepherd and never got to say or do anything interesting." Shepherds, no offence, children, if you were in a nativity play and you were a shepherd, but shepherd is a fairly low-maintenance kind of role, isn't it? Not many lines. You've just got to find yourself a dressing gown and a tea towel and play shepherd number three, but it isn't really headlining at the nativity play. But of course, the shepherds are really a big part of the story. We read about them in Luke chapter 2. They get the news first that Jesus has been born, and they get the news from an angel. Now, when you have a baby, who do you contact with the news first? Probably grandparents, don't you? Probably those closest to the baby. You don't tend to go to the local tradesman. And you let people know by a text or by a call or by posting 200 pictures on Facebook of poor mum who's barely recovered from the birth, holding her little bundle of joy. But this birth announcement beats all the rest, better than any social media we use today, because it's an angel who announces the birth of the baby. And this morning, just for a few minutes, I want to think about the reaction that the news caused and what we can learn about how we should respond to the birth of Jesus. The first response of the shepherds was they were terrified. Terrified. They saw the angel. The glory of the Lord shone around them and they were scared out of their wits. Now, is that really any surprise? There they are, they're minding their own business, they're looking after the sheep, as they did every other night, and suddenly the sky is lit up by an angel, a blazing warrior of fire. And moments later, the angel is joined by hundreds of others, and they were all singing. I think, to be honest, I would be scared as well. That's why the angel has to calm them down before he speaks to them. And the first thing he says is, "Don't be afraid." You know, at moments when the Bible says that God breaks into our world, it is terrifying. You might think the prospect of watching the Chuckle Brothers in Panto at the Theatre Royal is scary. But coming face to face with heavenly realities, with something beyond us, is really, really scary. Because God is bigger than us. God is beyond us. God is not controllable by us. So in many ways, the thought of God is scary. And this story begins with the shepherds having the curtain between heaven and earth pulled back. And it scared them to death. But it struck me as I was reading this story again that while the shepherds were terrified of the angels, they weren't terrified of the baby. Just think for a moment. If you're a shepherd and you've been scared to death by angels, would you go and meet the new baby who you've just been told is the Lord, is God himself? If seeing angels is scary, then surely seeing God face to face would be even more terrifying. Except they're told this: you'll find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. He's coming just like us. They don't need to be scared because God came in weakness. He came hiding his true greatness. You see, this morning, that's the kind of God we have. A God who comes to where we are. A God who makes himself accessible to us by becoming one of us. They were terrified of the angels. They weren't terrified of the baby. The second reaction, they hurry off to find the baby. They've been told by the angel that this baby is good news. And normally a baby is good news. Some of you have had a new baby over this past year, and your friends and your family celebrated, and so did you until 2 weeks of about 3 hours sleep a night. But this baby is good news for them, for the shepherds. The angel says he's been born to you. He is a saviour. He's the Messiah. He is Lord. The promises of a rescuer to come are all coming true, and the shepherds hurry off to see this baby. Now, you know, the shepherds could have been put off by the message. Here is a child who is born to be king, born to fix the broken world that we live in. But by the way, shepherds, he's going to be a king, but don't head off to the palace. Go and find a baby where lying in a feeding trough. My parents are here in the congregation this morning, and one Christmas they got a gift from their closest friends, Andy and Diane. And they unwrapped it, and when they did, they found under the wrapping a box for a game. It's on the screen called Don't Tip the Waiter. Now, I don't know whether you've ever played the game Don't Tip the Waiter. And of course, a new game at Christmas is usually very nice, isn't it? I'm sure some of you will enjoy new games today. Except for the fact that my parents knew this was a game that Andy and Diane owned themselves. And it was pretty obvious from the beaten up box that this wasn't a new game. This was the old game recycled that Andy and Diane owned, which was a bit strange because that wasn't the kind of thing they would do. But it seemed like this year, well, they were just a bit strapped for cash, so they'd given us an old game. Well, to be honest, it got put up on the shelf with the other board games, and that was that. Now, some months later, my sister, who was looking for a game to play, went to the cupboard and she looked, and there she saw Don't Tip the Waiter. So she got the box down and she got all the family round to play the game. And when we opened the box, instead of the game, there was a beautiful Christmas plate, which was, of course, the actual Christmas present, and made a lot more sense. So that's a little tip for you to open the box today, okay? Open the box. You see, sometimes there's just a bit more to a gift than meets the eye. And that was what the shepherds realised. They could have said, that hardly sounds like a king to me, a baby in a manger. Guys, let's not bother. Let's not bother. But they hurried off. They said, let's go. Let's check this out. And you know, some of us today, we don't really quite get to that stage. We hear the good news about Jesus. We come to a carol service or we come to a Christmas morning service, and we hear about Jesus, we hear that there's a saviour, and that his birth turns the world upside down. But then we go back to looking after the sheep. Well, probably not literally for you looking after the sheep, but in our case, the kids and the housework and our careers, and we just don't go and check it out. We think we understand what life is about. We think we understand what Jesus is about in the category of, well, very nice for Christmas, but not really something I need to worry about the rest of the year. We haven't seen that there's more really to the Christmas scene, that we need to unwrap a bit more. And so let me just encourage you, if you're coming up with a New Year's resolution in the next week, to make one resolution to follow the example of the shepherds and go and check out Jesus for yourself. You know, you don't need to wait for an angel. Please don't wait for an angel to show up on your door. But God has given us a record of Jesus' life for us to think about and investigate and discover who he is, not just as the baby, but as the man who died and rose again for us. He's worth checking out. Maybe you're here this morning with family members who really believe that. and would love the opportunity during 2017 to talk to you more about that. So they went and hurried off and they found the baby. The third and last thing is that they couldn't keep the news to themselves. We're like that, aren't we, with good news? Things we get excited about. It's why we love to have the children come and show their presents, because they're excited by their gifts. They are happy for everybody to know that they've got their new football kit, or they've got their new My Little Pony, or whatever it was that they had today. We love sharing good news. You got a new job over this past month, or you found out you're expecting, or you got engaged, or best of all, you got a new guinea pig. You go and tell others about it, don't you? We love sharing good news. And that's what the shepherds did. They'd heard from the angels that Jesus was good news. They'd seen for themselves. And now they told other people. The shepherds came away. They were texting. They were on Instagram. They even spoke to people face to face as they went and saw people going around. They just couldn't stop talking about Jesus. And they didn't only talk to others. The passage says they glorified and praised God for everything they'd seen and heard. They spoke to God too. If you know Jesus this morning, the good news is just too good to keep to yourself. So let others know that this Christmas season, with all the good stuff that we'll enjoy, with the turkey and tinsel, the party and the presents, that it's Jesus who brings you the most joy of all. And if he doesn't this morning, maybe we've forgotten that he's God with us. That he's a saviour who loved us so much that he came to give his whole life for us. And don't just share that news with others. Don't forget today to thank God. It's really possible today, isn't it, to enjoy all the gifts that God gives us and yet be ungrateful to God himself. Forget to thank God. We know, don't we, when we give a gift that the joy is complete when thanks is given, when we say thank you. If we've enjoyed the gifts today, let's thank the God who's given those things to us. Let's thank him above all for the greatest gift of all, for sending his son Jesus to be our rescuer. Well, that's just about the end of our time together. One more opportunity to sing and lift our voices. Just while the band get ready for to do that, let me just say we've been giving away different books over the Christmas season. And the book I'd love to give away to you today is Four Kinds of Christmas. Books have been going like hot mince pies. So I've only got a few of these left, but there's various other books just like it, which just help you to explore a little bit more about who Jesus is. If you're a guest with us this morning, I'd love you to come and take one of these away. There'll also be some chocolates on the door, which our family are desperate for you to get rid of so that we don't eat too many chocolates ourselves. Marilyn's also got some other gifts for the children. You see, you come to church on Christmas morning, you go home laden with gifts as you go back. Do hope you have a lovely Christmas day today. But the band are ready now. Let's stand and sing our final carol together. Let's stand to sing.